As everyone knows, I enjoy getting my news on television from Univision.
Even though you don't speak English, yes.
I find the news informative on Univision. And,
I enjoy watching.
Oh, yeah, I guess I like the newscasters, too. And we're going to talk about a very special series going on Univision. And you may have heard about this. In the trades, there was much said about Chicago TV News veteran Edna Schmidt opening up about her alcohol addiction. She joins us now to talk about a special series that she's got running on WGBO-TV on the nightly 10 p.m. newscast. Edna, good to have you on WGN.
And thank you for having me, both of you, Bob and Marianne. So nice to be here in my lovely town. Everybody knows I love Chicago, so I'm very honored to be here with both of you today.
And people can find you normally doing what on the station?
Well, right now I'm just promoting the campaign, which has to do with alcoholism, women and alcoholism.
But we can when people can see you on TV, people want to know when we can see you on TV.
Well, right now I'm not on TV for now.
But you are the subject of this this series that the station is doing. And also joining us today is the news director at Univision, Terry Arvasu.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
All right,
and telling us all about this. Really, it's like a really important thing that you guys are doing for the community.
All right, before we get to the story about women and alcoholism, a little bit of the background for Edna Schmidt. So, Edna, you were working for Telemundo, right? And you were there for a few months. You were at Univision anchoring a while back, but then lost your job. Was this because of your alcohol problem?
Let me clarify that. I was with Univision for many, many years. I started here locally with Channel 60. Ironically, with Telemundo back in 1992.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And then shortly after, I went with Channel 26, at the time WCIU.
Mm-hmm.
And then Univision decided to buy a full-time station here in Chicago, which is now WGBO Channel 66. And I was the main news anchor, the first female news anchor they hired. And then a couple years later, I became the Midwest news correspondent for the national newscast based out of Miami. And then weekend news anchor. I mean, I was with the network for many, many years. And then I came back, as you said, last year. There was an issue prior to that back in 2010. I was already having an alcohol problem, but I was not willing and ready to admit to it. I was in denial, like many, you know, alcoholics are. And I went to rehab, but that rehab stint didn't work. And then when I came here last year, June of 2013, I put a lot of pressure on myself. I was working with Telemundo, as you both know very well. And I had a serious relapse. And that's when I decided to go back to rehab and take this thing very seriously. And for the first time, I was ready, willing, and open to admit that I was an alcoholic, that I was powerless over my, you know, fatal disease, and that I couldn't do it alone, that I needed help.
And that's such a courageous thing to do, Edna, because that being in the public eye, it is so hard. I mean, I know everything that we do when we're in the public eye, everybody knows about and has an opinion about. So it makes it even harder because you've got people that you don't necessarily want weighing in on your decision. Terry, why did you decide that this was an important enough thing to do? I mean, I think that there's this unspoken problem with women in particular and alcoholism. Is that what you found?
Sure. You know, I think sometimes things don't happen by coincidence. This summer, Edna and I got together, and she and I worked together in Miami, and we're good friends, still continue to be good friends. And we talked about this is such a taboo, you know? It's like guys get to go out to, you know, happy hour and get drunk, and it's so in the public. And then women, it feels like you're judged so much more. And so the incredible thing, and it's why I think we know that it was the right thing for Edna to do was, you know, just this last month, we had Elizabeth Peña, the actress, the Cuban-American actress, her family came out and said that she had passed away because of the effects of alcoholism. Also, Christina Saralegi, which is a big personality.
She's the Oprah.
She's the Spanish language Oprah. And I said to Edna, you see, I think this was the right thing. I think, you know, I remember when Brooke Shields came out and talked about postpartum depression, me being a mother and feeling like I had gone through that too, you know, feeling like, thank God somebody just said that we're just normal, you know?
Right.
And in the same way, I think it's something that I and a lot of the women who have heard Edna's story have identified with. This is a beautiful woman who is intelligent. She's a professional, probably writes herself much so hard, like so many of the people who are probably sitting out there listening. We as women, you know, we've got more pressure at work, more pressure at home than ever before. You know, some people, it's like she said, it's food. It can be alcohol. It can be shopping. You know, it's not easy.
Internet these days.
Yeah, Edna, right. when you lost your job, when your alcohol problem affected your work, and obviously that was a crushing blow when you were let go there. But do you look back now on that as a blessing in disguise that forced you to deal with the problem?
Yeah, you know what was very different, Bob, this time around when I went to my last rehab facility? The first time around, I was so depressed. I felt like a fraud. I felt like I had, let myself down, but my family, my coworkers, my friends. I felt so horrible. Last year, when I went to rehab, I was ready. Like, when I came in, some of the other ladies, and God bless them, because this is part of the reason why I'm doing this, because as a journalist, I heard so many stories, and I'm like, I thought eventually I need to do something with this because I realized how huge of a problem it is. And I came in and some of them thought I was a doctor. And I'm like, I'm not a doctor.
You had all the information.
I came in prepared, you know. I'm like, hi, I'm here. And where do I go? You know, take my phone away, you know. And I don't mean to joke about it, but it was funny because it just shows that I was really ready, you know, to go in and do the work. And I put my heart and soul into it, and I decided that I wanted to stay throughout the holidays. I spent Thanksgiving Day, I spent Christmas, New Year's Eve, because I didn't want to come back to Chicago and be exposed to all the parties and the festivities and the drinking. So I stayed like longer than I should have stayed.
So you have to feel good about the holidays this year.
Oh, my God. I'm so looking forward to seeing all the decorations.
What a difference a little time makes.
Yeah.
And Terry, how will your piece that you have on the air tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, we have. It started last night. We have one today, tomorrow, and then we have a half hour special on Saturday.
And how will people who are watching Univision in Chicago, how will this help them?
Well, you know, I think that when they see a brave woman like Edna, going on camera and doing what oftentimes it just feels like it's not easy what she's doing, you know?
Right.
And saying, if she can do it, I can do it. Univision has partnered up with Alcoholics Anonymous and Healthcare Solutions so that after every single one of her stories airs, there are live operators who they beefed up the number of staff that speak Spanish during the time that our stories air. And during the time that our special airs, so that if somebody feels identified with this and feels that, you know what, hey, I mean, you know what, maybe I'm there like Edna and I need to, you know, take care of this, that they can call. And then Edna has put together a half hour special with one of our other journalists where we'll go much more in depth about, you know, just local experts and local resources that may exist to help some of these families.
Well, it's a great alcoholism awareness campaign, Terry, that your station is doing, Univision Chicago. And again, Edna Schmidt's story, part of the WGBO-TV nightly 10 o'clock news. I would say the name of the newscast, but when Marianne says it, it sounds so much better. Go ahead, Marianne. Yeah.
Oh, please. You mean Noticias Univision Chicago?
Exactly.
Very good.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I may, before I leave, I just wanted to say very quickly that it's such taboo, particularly in the Latino community, which is one of the reasons why I really want to put my heart and soul into this. And the only last thing that I want to say to all those women that are listening and suffering in silence like I did for a while and in secrecy, that there's no need to feel ashamed or feel guilt. This is a very serious mental illness. I realize that I do have a mental illness, and there's help, and there's no cure, and we're not responsible for our disease, but we are responsible for our recovery.
Well, good for you, and congratulations on this series on the 10 o'clock news on WGBO-TV Univision, the story of Edna Schmidt, her alcohol addiction that cost her work and also wreaked a lot of havoc in her personal life. So people can't say enough about your courage, Edna. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
Can I plug something, too? Edna, being the journalist that she is, took a camera with her the first time she tried to recover after she left Univision to the Amazon, the Ecuadorian Amazon, where she got some treatment. That video's never been seen, and tonight it will be seen.
You're
on
kidding.
Our air.
That's where you went pretty amazing. For treatment the first time?
Yeah. No, that's the second time when I tried everything, so I decided to do something non-traditional. So you guys get to watch it tonight, me in the Amazonian jungle in Ecuador, South America.
You can tell Terry's the news director because she got the plug in.